the days just ahead of the Civil War, one prominent young lady in New Madrid, Missouri, built a grand mansion for her family. Perhaps no one could imagine, though, the turmoil she would see before that home was complete. We head to the Mississippi River town on this edition of the American Countryside. 2012 was a tough crop year on our farm, but Agrigold was at the top of the class. Now, Agrigold introduces the Hybrid Series, the next evolution of hybrid seed corn. The Giant, Regional, and Limited Series represent Agrigold's unique and diverse lineup featuring their high-yielding giants. Agrigold's global genetic breeding program and knowledgeable agronomists help you grow more corn on every acre. I know because I grow them and see the giant results. For more information, contact your local corn specialist at 800-262-7333 or visit agrigold.com. Vicki Jackson explains that in the years just before the Civil War, New Madrid, Missouri was one of the most prominent towns along the Mississippi River.
This was actually a very important river town. It was, you know, right on the rivers, and being merchants, that was a very important location. So they had a mercantile here in New Madrid. They had a floating mercantile that they would take up and down the river and service smaller towns.
There were about 600 people here in 1860. The city has actually grown since then. The second oldest dwelling here is the Hunter Dawson home.
Amanda is the lady who built the home, Amanda and William Hunter. And her father was one of the persons who rebuilt here in New Madrid after the 1811 earthquake. Well, he had a fur trading business, and he parlayed that into the mercantile business. And William Hunter came to work for him and then married the boss's daughter.
Construction began in 1859 when Amanda was pregnant with her ninth child. The home was quite magnificent for the town.
The home is a 15-room mansion. It has 7 bedrooms, almost 5,000 square feet. So in 1860, it was one of the largest homes in New Madrid.
Amanda's husband died before the home was complete. The 1860s also brought the Civil War to the city.
It was a very scary time. She's building her dream home. Her husband passes away. The war comes to her hometown. One of her sons is fighting for the Confederacy. It was an awful lot in, a very short period of time.
Family lore says a Union general even used the home as his headquarters. Today, the home is a state historic site open to visitors. Traveling the countryside in New Madrid, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.